Don't worry. Everyone says this house is haunted. Even if they did see me sneaking you in through the window, they're not gonna follow and save you. Hey, you landed on the bed, right? Perfectly safe. No one ever said getting kidnapped is easy. It's hard work for both of us. Ooh, let me just crawl over to you on this mattress. Hi. Don't be scared. I've been waiting a long time for this. To finally have you within my grasp. Yeah. Oh, are we nose to nose right now? I have to look at you. I have to drink you in, even if you do hate me. Don't worry, like I said. I said, don't worry. I have all night to change your mind, you know. What happens now? Oh, there's a question I like. What happens now is I tie you up. Shh. Don't struggle. I brought silk rope just for you. Are you gonna make me pull out my knife again? You were so well behaved when I drew it earlier. Yeah, you followed me right out of that crowd. I think you even recognized my voice. You do recognize me, don't you? That's right. I'm the rogue you fingered out of a lineup of suspects. Not exactly what I envisioned for our first meeting. Oh, what was that, darling? Oh, technically, you pointing me out was our second meeting. It was. You weren't supposed to catch me looting your shop like that. Shoving all your hard work into my bag. Those beautiful creations of yours. I know, you didn't want them to go to a thief. You wanted them to go to worthwhile adventurers with deep enough pockets. Like every merchant in this city. Darling, I wasn't stealing from you. I was going to bring them back the next day. Look like a big rogue hero. Oh yes, that was my master plan. I was going to tell you how I heroically saved all your merchandise from a fence. And decline any reward you had. And instead ask you out on a date. Then I was going to wear the most sinful dress I have, and subtly drop hints about all the things we have in common. This was supposed to be much more natural. What? You want to know what we have in common? That's what you want to know? Right now? Huh. I'll tell you if you let me start tying you up. Come on, put your hands out in front of you. Oh, there we go. Those are beautiful. I'm going to wrap the rope around your wrist slowly. There. You're being so well behaved. You thought you heard a ghost? Stop. You can't scare me. I should leave one of your hands free in case there's a real ghost. You can do magic. Really? No, I'm impressed. You keep getting better and better. I will tie up both your hands, though. All right, here's what we do have in common. We both love sapphires. We both want to see young adventurers succeed. Believe it or not, I'm a tutor at the Rogues Guild. Why are you so shocked? I'm gonna start tying up your ankles now. Just for that. Come here. Don't worry, I'll keep it snug, but not tight. Why are you so shocked? I'm a normal girl. You just make me crazy. I'm going to tie off this knot with more aggression than is warranted. There. Do you think I don't know this is wrong? Kidnapping and tying up someone I schemed to get with? Of course I do. I don't know how to describe it. Try? Fine. I'll wax poetic about my affection. Maybe you'll change your mind about me. You won't get it, but what I feel for you is stronger than everything else in my mind, than the part of me that wants to obey the law. I'm a rogue. Just because I have the capacity to doesn't mean that I do. Like I was saying, when I look at you, everything about you comes into focus and everything else fades away. The world, civilization. It's nothing. It's all wind in my ears. It's just noise, a distraction that stops me from pressing my body up against yours and telling you that I'm obsessed with you. I'd stop it if I could. I don't exactly like what I've become. Oh, is it really so strange? Are you really so surprised? You're a good-looking one, you know. I can't stop oogling the parts of your body I tie up, and all the parts connected to them. We'd be a good match if you could just see, if we could go on a date and you could... I don't hear a ghost. It's just us. Focus, okay? This could be the most important moment of your life. It could be the moment you fall in love if you let yourself. Why not? You're not with anyone now, right? Who else is gonna do all this for you? Love is in the air, you know. I heard all the guards gossiping before I broke out. That warlord the Empress has working for her? Yeah, she fell head over heels with the adventurer that spared her. I heard they're getting married. Oh, yeah. And that innkeeper on the North Road abandoned her whole business just to run off with her childhood love. Oh, it's inspiring. Come here. Give me a little kiss. It's not so bad, right? I'll take good care of you. I have all the skills we need to survive. You can work for yourself. You can only make the things and treasures you want to make. I can see you thinking about it. No, that was a ghost. It's fine. I won't let anything hurt you. Free your hand? No. I can't untie you. You'll run away. Oh my gosh. It's getting closer. No, I hear it too. If you run away from me, I'll find you. There's nowhere you could hide from me. I'll sniff you out like a bloodhound. Okay. Yeah, the ghost is coming up the stairs. I'll untie your hands, but I meant every word I said. There it is. Oh, you vaporized it. Why are you showing me your wrists? Oh, You want to get tied back up? Well, I'll see what I can do. Relax. You're safe now. I saved you. No, pretend I did. Pretend it was me. Oh, I love you so much. It's stupid. I can't wait to get to know you. Let's start now. What's the best memory you have from last year? I don't know. I thought it was a good place to start. Really? Come on. Let's just lay down beside each other. And I'll hold you. There. Feel my soft, long arms around you. Keeping you safe. Is this why you went along with me when I drew my knife? Because a part of you knew that I would take care of you. I can feel you trying to nod your head. It's okay. Don't be ashamed of how you feel. It's okay. I'm sorry I tried to rob you. I'm sorry I scared you. You might be able to forgive me. Oh, I knew you were generous and kind. Now, take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it and exhale through your mouth. Like that. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Feel my arms and the rope squeezing you. Holding you against the mattress in our safe, haunted house. Think of all the people right now walking by this house with no idea about the debauchery inside, the kidnapping, the bondage. Oh, they'd be scandalized if they knew. I want you to rest. You're going to need your energy. Take another breath in. Hold it. And 3, 2, 1. Exhale with a sigh. Keep going. Feel the expansion of your chest with each breath. And the collapse in your torso as you exhale. As you get bigger and smaller in my arms. There. Shh. Are you still awake, my love? Keep focusing on your breathing, on the feeling of your heart within your chest, on the sound of my voice, and the mattress underneath you. Feel the weight of your eyelids. My breath on your neck. You are safe and loved and warm, and everything is going to be okay. I'm going to take care of you. I've wanted to since the moment I first laid eyes on you. I loved you before I knew you. Loved you enough to break the law, to tie you up. And I don't regret a second of it. God. A deep breath in and a long breath out. Keep breathing. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. I want you to rest well. I love you, and I'll see you in